Episode 5. To show clothing and its evolution during the Middle Ages, and to imagine how people of different social classes dressed inside castles, we thought of creating advertisements for clothing stores. The store where you will find tunics, cloaks, and ankle-length dresses made of wool and linen. Our fabrics are high quality, simple, and natural, without elaborate decoration. We focus on comfort, durability, and practicality. With us, you will find the best prices for clothes you can wear every day. Whether you are farmers or aristocrats, our garments will suit whatever you need to do. In our collection, you will find authentic early medieval clothing. You can find us in all major cities as well as small villages in Cyprus. We can also show you how to make them yourselves. Lords and ladies, don't keep living in the early Middle Ages. Come into the 12th century. In our shop, you will find clothes that will make you stand out from poor farmers and craftsmen. Here, our garments are unique and multi-layered. We offer embroidery like in Byzantium patterns and elaborate decoration. Our collection includes everything from undergarments to tunics. Our fabrics are silk and luxurious. We even have furs made from real animals. Style and beauty in every noble appearance. Leave comfort to the poor to do your work. Your job is to look beautiful. You can find us in all major cities of Cyprus. Lords and ladies, how will you show your superiority? How will you stand out among all other aristocrats and wealthy people? We have the solution for those who want to stand out and to be the stars of the 13th century. If, of course, you have the money. In our shop, you will find clothes that will make you unique and incomparable. Garments with exceptional details such as long trains, bat-shaped sleeves, elaborate headdresses, fabrics like velvet and silk, brocades and embroidered textiles imported directly from Constantinople. Gold and silver threads will make you shine and sparkle just like the noble women of the city. You will also find fabrics dyed in vivid colours such as green, red and blue. We are not cheap, but we are high quality. The poor can go elsewhere or make their own. We want to dress personalities like you. You will find us in the capital, Nicosia. Delivery to your castle is also available with our fastest horse, arriving in just 1 month. St. Chef Cooking TV Show. Team Competition. Rich Table versus Poor Table. Welcome to another episode of our spectacular show, St. Chef. Today we have an amazing challenge for you. Our two teams will travel back in time to the Middle Ages. Ready? Yes! Let's go, Chef! You have 2 hours to prepare a 3-course meal, starter, main course, and dessert for a medieval feast. Great! But here's the difficulty. One team will prepare food for the rich and the other for the poor. Oh, what do you mean? You must study the diet of the rich and the poor during the Middle Ages and use only the appropriate ingredients for your dishes. Let's see who does what. The brown team will prepare the poor meal and the gold team will prepare the rich's meal. Brown team, poor table. So, Chef, we must not use meat, spices or any imported foods. Exactly. Menu. Starter. Lentils with spinach, carrot and rice. Main course. Departure style. Fish with cream. Ingredients. 600 grams of cod fillet, skinless. A pinch of salt. 125 grams of ground almonds. 2 teaspoons of rice flour or corn flour. 3 tablespoons of water with dark yellow saffron or food colouring. 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger. 3/4 of a teaspoon of white sugar. Drink is beer. Dessert, semolina halva with nuts. Gold team, the rich table. Oh, so we can use meat, spices and ingredients imported from the East. Menu. Starter, smoked ham with cheese and wine. Main course, lamb skewers and lamb chops, yogurt and spiced rice. Ingredients. 6 fairly thin beef steaks, oil or fat for grilling. For the sauce, 2 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, 1 to 2 tablespoons of Seville orange juice, 4 tablespoons of red wine, a pinch of black pepper and ginger, ground cinnamon. Drink is wine, gomandaria. Dessert, rose pudding, biscuits, cheese and nuts. For the pudding, petals of 1 white rose, 4 level tablespoons of rice flour or corn flour, 275 milliliters of milk, 50 grams of powdered sugar, 3/4 of a teaspoon of cinnamon, 3/4 of a teaspoon of ginger, 575 milliliters of cream, a pinch of salt, 10 dates, pitted and finely chopped, 1 tablespoon of chopped pine nuts. For the biscuits, 20 grams of cinnamon, 20 grams of nutmeg, 5 grams of cloves, 400 grams of flour, 250 grams of butter, 150 grams of brown sugar, 200 grams of chopped sweet almonds, 2 whole eggs, a pinch of salt, water as needed. Well done, teams. Your menus are amazing. Let's begin. The winning team will win a trip to Rome. Good luck.